verifying it.
The noon hour is here, and it's time to talk about the teams you love with the guys you know and trust.
That's right. We are the best.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
We got to do something about this.
Yeah, open. We do.
Yeah, this isn't quite our music.
I could see Lloyd doing, you know, the. Have you seen the IKEA guy?
The IKEA guy?
Yeah, he's the IKEA guy that he states some of the different customers' issues. Like the customer's like, "Do you have any coupons in the back for me?"
And then, oh yeah,
and then
do
he
I look
comes
like an
forward.
Elf? No,
yeah, he comes yeah. forward aggressive. That's a question I ask you, Susan. I could see Lloyd doing that with like on air questions that he gets, or personality questions that. Different people call him and they're like, "Hey, where are we?" "Well, why don't you look at your schedule? It'll tell you everything that you need to know." You know, like do some. Lloyd, you should put something together like that. It'd be pretty funny.
Okay.
So are these Jazz tickets, are they lower bowl? Hey, you get in the building.
Hey, they're free.
They're free.
You just take
Shut
them and
mouth.
Enjoy the game, okay?
Give them to somebody else.
Well, I don't know, Karen. Are they? How much are you paying for it? You got to do it, Lloyd. It'd be
good?
Pretty sweet. Are these seats? Hey, if I come to the remote, can I get two pieces of Jazz gear?
No. You won. And I saw you here a week ago. Well, at least I didn't. Hans does.
Yeah, I know.
Hans has the let's just say I don't really remember faces very well, but Hans does. And if you try to sneak more gear than you should,
yeah,
Hans is on you.
He yeah, we let call it go you for, out.
We let it go for about 5 years, and that's.
Hey, look, we want you to come by.
Yeah, I'm looking
we
at you,
We want you
Ken.
To say hi. We want you to support the show. We just, you know, don't be greedy. That's
looking
all.
At you, Painter Pants.
You too, Todd.
Where's Kansas City? I wonder if Kansas City Bob's still with us.
He's not, because it's been three seasons that we have not seen him.
It's been a while.
And we could tell he wasn't in good health when he was leaning against brand new cars with his with his belt buckles and knobs on his jeans.
just ripping the crap out of these cars, paint job.
And by the way, KC Bob, if you're listening, if you're still out there, we love you. I mean, well, I do.
You do. I don't.
Scotty's got very little care for you.
Jeez. Brr, 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 brr. Shut up.
Man, he would sit and bark at us for a while, too.
Yeah. I don't think Utah County Bob's around anymore.
Utah County Bob attacked us 7 years ago, buddy.
Yeah.
7 years
yeah.
ago. Well, he came in his overalls and just
let us have it.
But then he came back like 2 years later.
And said
like,
we were
hey,
doing better.
Hey. I could tell that my little talk with you helped. I was like, oh, no, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
We're the same. I think
we just
changed.
We just grew on you.
We grew
no,
on.
It didn't, Bob.
You know what changed, Bob, was your attitude.
Oh, man. I can tell this story because we have new employers now.
Yeah.
And those and not only like the people that are no longer our bosses, but they weren't our bosses for a long time. I had this one guy. Man, I should not tell this story.
Oh, but tell it, Scotty. Come
he
on.
Was he was talking about our shows. He was like, "Okay, I know what how you guys can be better." This guy had like zero radio background, none, and that's fine. Like I'm always ready to hear and take into consideration everybody's concerns. And he was, you know, in a senior management role. So I'm like, "All right, give it to me." He's like, "You guys need to do this more and this more." And he laid it out for me. And I'm like, "Okay, those are great." And
I'll take it to the guys.
I'll take it. We're going to take the guys. We're going to implement it. And I think you've got some great ideas. I did nothing. I did zero. I told nobody about it. Nothing whatsoever. Because I'm like, you know, whatever. And about 2 months later, he comes. He goes, "Man, it worked, didn't it? Like, I can tell, like, you really had a chat with those guys about what we talked about, because, man, it's humming now." Like, yeah, you're right. I did.
It was everything we needed to hear.
Yes, it was the shot in the arm that we needed.
I think I know a little bit about that. I think I know who you're talking about. That was many years ago, right?
Many years ago.
Many years ago.
Yeah. Well, man, I want to write a book someday. When we're living on the 30 acres in Mendon.
Yeah.
I want to write a book.
Writing a book. Putting together a memoir.
Just having some fun. Because nobody wants to hear my stories. I mean, about me personally. But boy, I got some other stories.
But the station stories. Some of the station stories. You know, this is the fifth change I've gone through. How many changes is this for you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
This is the fifth for me.
It's number two or number three. I guess I wasn't at 1280 during the trust era.
Yeah.
That was, I can only imagine that was a disconcerting time.
Well, no, it was great because we had this big Christmas party and they put the trust table off in the corner and then had a comedian get up there and do a 5-minute segment about how the table in the corner is a bunch of guys nobody wants. So that was awesome. Lloyd, were you there for that?
Oh, that was awkward.
Lloyd, were you there for that? I think you were at my table, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a really rough Christmas party.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're just sitting over in the corner, like, it's like that table that on the Wedding Singer when he points at that table. He's like, this table over here is having a good time. Yeah, that was us.
Wow.
We just stopped in the corner. So we had some rough times.
But you know what's exciting? We got the banners here.
I know, man.
The promotional. I mean,
this is the most support
ever
I've had in any radio move that I've made.
100%. 100%.
And it's encouraging. It's exciting. And all it's going to do is allow us to do our job better.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. And in fact, doing our job better. What do you think, bud? Should we get into it?
Oh, should we try to do our jobs better? Is that what you're saying?
Actually doing our jobs?
So actually doing our jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should.
Let's do it.
Starting lineup now.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup. Starting lineup. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Ingles off a Gobert pick. That was one of the better combinations in the league last year. Gives to Rudy, right-hand hammer. Joe Ingles with an underhand scoop, and Rudy took it with the right, raised it high, and packed it hard. Mitchell splits the double team, rises for a three, and hits it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Came down, split off a pick. Two guys were there. He just rose up in the midst of it and buried a tray. Bogdanovich, he comes off a white side pick to his right. Bullets a pass to Ingles. Quick release over Giddey is no good. Offensive rebound, Bogdanovich. Reverse side layup up and in. Oh, bogey. 19 for Bogdanovich tonight. Jordan Clarkson fires a three. Lululemon! 96-74.
Yeah, Lululemon.
That would be Jordan Clarkson.
Yes, it would.
He got himself a nice new shiny deal.
Attaboy. Starting lineup
Jordan
brought
Clarkson
to you by
fires a three. Lululemon!
And Booner gave it the approval there. He liked that.
Comfy pants.
Peach Windows and Doors is Utah's premier window and door retailer, combining beauty and technology on windows and doors since 1993. Do yourself a favor. Call them today for a free in-home estimate. 801-566-1255. Nice game last night for the Jazz. That's what you expected when you start a season.
It was a lot of fun. And
you were at the game.
I was at the game. So I'm actually going to help with pre-half and post stuff on Friday. So I'll be down there on Friday. But yesterday I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to go down, work this game a little bit. But why not take my lovely wife with me? And so my wife and I headed down to the game just to go take in a Jazz game. And of course, I was just there observing and being able to catch some in-arena ops and look at this new Jazz roster and anything that I was able to spot. And it was awesome, Scotty. It was awesome. The whole experience was an absolute blast. You know, they do such a good job of getting you into the arena quickly, and they've got so many great food options. Maxwell's is one of the food options there in the
great
arena.
Great pizza.
Man and I went and got ourselves a pizza, a little pepperoni sausage. Awesome. Delicious. Yeah. Sitting there in your seat, watching a little basketball, a little NBA, eating some good pizza, drinking some good drinks, and just enjoying it. And I think that Jazz fans are spoiled, man. They're spoiled because they've always had a nice arena. They've always had good food options. They've always had – but now you've got a team that's just electric. It is electric. Watching Bojan Bogdanović just create and finish at the rim. He is so crafty and so creative. And that because he can put the ball on the court and get to the rim, it gives him so many more options and openings on the perimeter. Watching Jordan Clarkson and his 18 points last night, Lululemon was bonkers. And he's shifty. He is slick. He is fantastic to watch. Rudy Gobert, at the half, Scotty, 13 points, 13 rebounds.
Yeah.
At the half.
Ended up with 16 and 21.
13 points, 13 rebounds as they're going in the half. And I'm looking up there, and I'm like, the rebounds came quietly. The points and the rebounds came quietly for Gobert.
It's hard to imagine that you had a quiet 21 rebound night.
Yeah, but it did. He did.
And he only played 29 minutes last night.
You remember watching Kobe Bryant put up 42, and it was like, he put up 42? That's how Rudy Gobert is with 21 rebounds. It's like he grabbed 21 rebounds? It was really impressive. Couple of observations from in arena. I thought the Jazz did a fantastic job recognizing Derek Favors and his contributions to the Utah Jazz. And he got a standing ovation in there.
Yeah, as he should.
Standing ovation. People stood up and went nuts for Derek Favors, who is now, of course, playing for Oklahoma City.
Got the start last night, and I like the coaching staff there at Oklahoma City acknowledged the fact that they wanted to start him because he was returning to Utah. He's not going to be a continual starter there at Oklahoma City, but they gave him the nod last night because he was coming home, and Jazz fans recognized that. And, you know, and it's funny that – and look, some of it's deserved. Some of the poor fan behavior that's gone on around the league, including in Utah, there's a concern, and that stuff needs to get fixed. But I hope also people talk about the fact that a guy returned to Utah and got a standing ovation when he was starting for the other team. Got a loud as any part of that arena was last night. Mm-hmm. The standing ovation Derek Favors got matched any other moment or any other outburst from the crowd last night. And that goes to show you who, and just getting off on a tangent here a little bit, it just goes to show you our the sports community here in Utah. If you come to Utah, you don't need to be a star. You don't need to be delivering championships. I mean, that'd be great. And you don't need to be a guy that that scores 30 points a game and had 15 rebounds a game. But if you come and you play hard and you embrace the community and you make it seem like you care about this fan base and you care about this team and you care about this community, this fan base will do whatever they need to do to prop you up. They will love you. They will take a bullet for you. They will do anything for you. That is the kind of loyalty this fan base has. Fans love Derek Favors, and he plays for Oklahoma City now, and he got a standing ovation. And any athlete, I mean, like if I'm Justin Zanuck and I'm wooing a free agent or I have a draft pick coming in and I say, look, let me tell you about Derek Favors. Derek Favors came in and he busted his butt for this community. He was part of the community, fought hard for this team, and this fan base will absolutely die for this guy now and will forever. And if you embrace the community, they will love you back tenfold.
Yeah, it's true. And it was awesome to see that recognition. Speaking of, you know, a community loving you and not having to deliver championships, you've got two statues in front of that arena that never delivered a championship. They didn't deliver it. Now, they delivered years of amazing action, and they delivered multiple All-Star appearances and Olympic gold medals, and they delivered all kinds of NBA records, and they worked their butts off. But to your point, no championships.
Nope.
Conference championships, but no championships. So just come in and work your butt off. Put your head down and work, and this community will embrace you and love you, as Scotty was talking about. Speaking of which, how far out are we from seeing Jerry Sloan out there on the tarmac with his giant statue? And do you put it next to?
100% I do.
Malone and Stockton?
Honestly, I mean, I've not heard any plans. I've got to imagine there's plans for it. I've not heard anything, and now I'm kind of on the outside looking in, so I don't know. But if it, frankly, if it doesn't happen, it's a massive disservice to the legacy of Jerry Sloan. I'll just be honest. Like, it's ridiculous to me that it's not there already. It's a ridiculous thought to me that it won't happen. Like, I have to imagine it's going to happen. If you're going to honor these two guys, you have to honor the guy that really put Utah on the map. And there's, and frankly, I think Larry H. Miller deserves one too. This team does not exist in Utah unless it's Larry H. Miller, who had to, and look, I know the Miller family's worth billions now, but that dude leveraged everything he had to keep the Jazz here in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would put a statue of Larry H. Miller before Carl and John.
And before Jerry. Yeah.
I mean, this team does not exist. The landscape of professional basketball does not exist in Salt Lake City if not for Larry H. Miller.
It almost makes you wonder, did Larry tell them no statue?
And I could see Larry doing that, you know, because he had some time there at the end where he laid out what he wanted and what he expected, and maybe there was a message of, what, I don't really want that, and I don't know.
Comfortable with it. I will tell you that I would tell my dad, or I would tell my husband or my wife, I would tell them as they're going out, I'd be like, oh, yeah, we'll honor and respect your wishes the second they're gone.
Statue. Put the statue up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I would love to be able to just see, because when you walk by John Stockton and Karl Malone and those big statues, it always flashes memories of those 90s finals, and it always flashes memories of those incredible times that you had with the Utah Jazz. And if you had one of Jerry and if you had one of Larry H. Miller, it would be an opportunity to have that same flash of memory. It's the same what I'm waiting for at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. I'm waiting for Lavelle.
Oh, I thought you said waiting for you. I'm waiting for something at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Well,
I mean, if they
well, hey, they threw one of Merlin up in Logan.
It's a great statue too.
Yeah, it is. That's a great statue. It looks like he was like a junior or senior in college in that moment. Definitely not with the Rams.
No.
Definitely not Father Murphy.
No.
But no, I'd love to see one of Lavelle Edwards out at Lavelle Edwards Stadium as well. Because it's fun to walk by and just see the images, you know, and their classic poses. What would Jerry Sloan's classic pose be?
Oh, he's got to have the, whether it's the C up whatever play call that was iconic with Larry, it'd be the arms folded. Because here's the other thing, too. Jerry hasn't coached since, was it 2010, 2011?
Is it that long?
Yeah, I want to say it was 10 or 11. So you're a full decade away from Jerry. You're almost 12 years. I think it was 08 or 09 when Larry passed. So you've got kids out there that are starting to become teenagers that have no memory of Jerry Sloan coaching basketball and no knowledge whatsoever of Larry H. Miller. And to have those isn't just a celebration of those men, but also the ability of, you know, taking your kid to a game and like, Dad, who's that? I'm like, well, let me tell you who that is.
And let's make sure you never ask that again.
Yeah, because don't ever say that in front of anybody else, because I'll be embarrassed of you as a child and I'll disown you.
Yeah, make sure that you can explain who that is to anybody that might be asking you, because, yeah, I agree. Those are iconic men. Kind of got off on a tangent. So you saw Jared Butler check into the game last night. That got a crazy round of applause. And then
Quinn Snyder's done with this, by the way.
Didn't
you hear him talking about Jared Butler last night? Quinn's like, hey, look, I've answered more Jared Butler questions than I have about Rudy or Donovan. He's got a lot of work to do. You can tell he's like, look, he's a rookie, and he's a 40th overall pick. So let's tap the brakes down a little bit. And I think he's doing it for
Jared.
And I think, yeah, exactly. And I think he's doing it as a favor to Jared Butler, because people are I think the hype has grown so much that I think people are like, where's Jared Butler? Going to be out on the court. No, Jared Butler's not going to see a lot of time.
But he was leading score in preseason. Leading assists in preseason.
And Quinn Snyder's like, do you want to win games or no? He's a rookie. We don't win games with rookies very often. And so, tamp it down a little bit. And I don't think it was a level of frustration. It was just like, hey, you need to realize who he is on this roster. He's a 9th, 10th, 11th guy on this roster. He's not going to see a lot of time.
I believe he was 0 of 5 last night. No points in the game. I think he had one assist that he dished out. So it was kind of a rookie performance. But we set the over-under on Jared Butler games played at 25.
I took under, right?
We set it at 25. Here, I'll pull it up. So let's see. So, Scotty, you took the over.
Can I switch that to the under, even though he played last night?
Lloyd took the under.
I did?
Wait a second. No, I've got that. That flip-flopped. Scotty, you did take the under. Because I've got the note next to it. I've got the note next to it. I hope Scott hopes he's wrong.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So Lloyd, you took the
I was going to let you switch to take the under.
Scotty, you did take the under. That's the note that I had attached to it.
Yeah.
Scott hopes he's wrong. So yeah, you do have the under. So are you thinking that this was an indicator like that was 9 minutes and maybe 9 minutes too long?
No, I don't think he was upset that he played. I think that he'll get in those opportunities. But I think there's also an element of realizing he is a rookie. He's got a long way to go. He's got a lot of work to do. There's other aspects of our team that are more vital to our wins and losses than he's going to be. So let's talk about those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd agree with that. I only brought it up because the fans.
No, I know
they went crazy,
and that's yesterday. Why. Because I heard the reaction as well. By the way, guess what I had to do last night?
What?
Turn the old credit card over to the Fubo TV or Fubu or Fu Manchu or whatever it is.
It's Fu Manchu. It's the Fu Manchu TV, man.
Lloyd.
What do you call
Never
it, Lloyd?
Mind. No, I can't remember.
Ants. Knock it off.
I can't remember. I'll tell you. When we go to break, I'll tell you.
So did it really happen, Scotty?
I did it, yeah. And by the way, I'm not knocking the service. It was great service, and I can DVR or, you know, a cloud record or whatever they, you know.
Does that come through the internet?
Yeah, and so I've got a Roku TV. It's actually really slick. I mean, it's pretty cool. The service itself is great. I'm not knocking the service, and I was able to watch the game and rewind.
It's expensive.
It's just, I'm already paying money for something, and now I got to pony up another $69 a month, and that's not nice.
Yeah, because you'll have to pony that up until
April.
End of March, beginning of April.
Beginning of April, yeah. But trust me.
Postseason starts April 16th.
Yeah. Trust me, as soon as the playoffs roll around. Well, actually.
I got to imagine you already calculated the months and what that's going to be.
Yep. Oh, yep. Man. And took that away from kids' Christmas.
Have you let anybody know that that will be company expense? Or no, that's
I'm still working through that landscape.
Hey, look, I know we're
I may
new
have been
here.
A little loosey-goosey before, but now things are a little bit more tightened up.
I know we're new here, but wanted to share this with you.
Yeah. And maybe that's what you do now. You just throw everything against the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. It's like when you were young and you'd get in a little trouble, you'd be like, Mom, I accidentally just ran over a young couple that was just married. And then Mom's like, what? And I'm like, just kidding.
It was a dog.
I hit a flagpole. Just a little dent in the
car. Well, thank goodness.
Oh, I'm so happy you didn't kill a young couple, honey. Here's $800 to rebuild the fender.
That's smooth.
That is Rich is like, yeah, that's pretty smart. I like that. Oh, man, we're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Rich is with us. Boy, you got so many great things going on right now. 0% financing on 13 different models. And look, it's still October. 2022 is still a few months away. You can set up no payments until 2022.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. You know, gets you through Christmas.
Yeah, handle the holidays. Use your money for that. And then have that first payment hit up, come up in 22 after your taxes are done and everything. Yeah, that's the way to go. We can do it any way you want. You want them now, you want them later, you want them 6 months from now. I can do that.
Rates have never been lower than they are now, too.
How about 0%? I got 0%
like that.
On 13 models.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're associated with all the banks in town and across the United States. So if somebody, you know, we can get you the best rate based on your credit for Any car that we have, and I got a bunch of them.
The 2022 Frontier, the 2022 Pathfinder, those are hot items, completely redesigned, rebuilt from the ground up. Those are beautiful rides.
They're fantastic rides. You get your V6 in both models. They still get 30 miles a gallon. The truck, a little bit less, of course, because that's designed to pull a ton of weight.
So, and those Frontiers, I mean, we talk about the Titan. The Frontier can get that done, too.
A Frontier's a workhorse.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a farm out there, you're working, you're doing some business, that's a great truck to have because it's got a lot of room in the back. It's got a lot of room in the bed. Use it for camping. Use it for working around the house or just go out on a date.
Yeah, or looking good doing it.
With your best friend or your wife or whoever it is, your husband.
So tell me about this. $25 free gift certificate. What do we got there?
You know, if you've never visited us, it's a new program we got going right now. You want a gift certificate? Come on down. Right now, if you're in your car right now, drive right on over here to 4528 South State Street, and I'll give you a gift certificate just for visiting us. So you know where we're at. When it's time for you to get a car, we're ready to take care of you.
I love this. So just come and see, talk to Rich or any of the guys here and say, hey, look, hook me up. Look, I need an extra $25 in my pocket.
Yeah, right now.
Wow. Let's go.
Yeah.
Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street, and Megan's kind enough to hook you up with some jazz gear, too. So you grab some jazz gear, grab a $25 gift card, and learn more about Tim Daly Nissan.
Those shirts are worth $85 each, aren't
easy.
They? Easy.
Easy. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Yeah. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The new Zone lineup is here. With the best coverage of the sports you love and the teams you can't live without. Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10, followed by Jake Scott and Ben Anderson from 10 to noon. Get your daily fix of Hans and Scotty from noon to 3. And then the Zone welcomes Unrivaled with Alex Keery and former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell to the team. Weekdays from 3 to 7, live and local. All day, every day. This is 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Okay, that was on me. That's my fault.
I feel like Ferris Bueller nailed it when he said, life comes at you
life
pretty fast.
Life at you comes pretty fast. So Lloyd told me the cut we were throwing to, and I didn't write it down, and I spaced who I was supposed to throw to. And so that's on me. I will own that. My fault.
I was ready to help, though.
But, yeah, you came up big.
Yeah, I was
and
ready.
And you will not believe what this person said. Yeah. You'll love it.
You will love it and be informed.
Oh man, well, that's when the career is done, and I'll showcase some of my finer moments and prouder moments in sports radio. That will not be one of them.
Oh, it's good, man.
Joining us now, feels like he's an honorary member of the staff here on the radio station. Matt Chazanow, play-by-play voice of the Washington State Cougars, kind enough to join us. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Welcome back to the show. You know, I'm welcoming yes. you to the show. It's
yep.
my regular home. Yeah, you know, very comfortable place. Familiar.
First time, long time. Good to catch up with
right.
you.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, so Washington State, man, I know you're really close to the situation, and I know it's been difficult, but kind of talk us through this roller coaster of what these last couple of weeks have been, because you guys are winning games. I mean, winning 3 in a row, 4 out of 5. I mean, it seems like this team was going in the right direction, too.
Yeah, and, you know, still could be. You know, I mean, there's still a sense among the guys that they can finish this year up with a bowl. So that's still the goal. You know, those wins don't go away, although there's been a lot of change, and it's been tumultuous. So, you know, it's been strange here since COVID hit, right? Like, since the start of it. And, you know, Mike Leach went to Starkville. Nick Rolovich got here. COVID kicked in, and the Cougs the Washington State Cougs have yet to kind of shrug it off. And there may be a sense that with the restrictions and the policy set and everything that has come on down, that maybe now they can put it in the rearview mirror a little bit. We'll see.
So in the interim, what are the expectations? I know they've got an interim head coach, but you know, you lost a lot of guys out of those meeting rooms. What is their expectation of hire or personnel to advance right now?
Yeah, so there's two things there. So there's the who's going to be in the certain spots, right? And on social media now, there's a leak that there are two additional outside staff members who are familiar with the run and shoot, and then there'll be some internal ascension and I think some paperwork needs to be cleared. And literally, it's all like human resources stuff because it's happening this week, like today, as we speak. So that's one thing. And then, you know, expectations for the team, there's a lot. The funny thing about doing this year is the fact that super seniors even exist. You know, you've got guys who have played so much college football. If there ever was a time where you needed to lean on players to lead, it probably would be a year like this where you've got a lot of guys who've played a lot of ball. So I think they think they're two wins from a bowl of some kind and then, what, four wins from really smashing expectations and doing something super special. And this game means a lot to a lot of these seniors. Last Saturday home game for the Cougs this year. They play a Friday home game later on. So this is the last Saturday and the last chance to do it on a Saturday here. And I think this is a big one for them.
I thought Jaden Delora's, I don't know if it was tweet or Instagram post where he mentioned, like, hey, we need you to be behind us as a community. We want a packed stadium, help support us. This is bigger than just one person and bigger than one issue. Is the community rallied around this team, and are they ready to pack the house when BYU shows up?
I hope so. I think so. I haven't talked to our ticket guy to know for sure what the reaction is. I think it's hard to know for sure without getting the data on that. And candidly, I don't have that off my head. So,
yeah.
My expectation is people will pivot pretty quickly to loving their alma mater or the team they choose to root for in the region and to get behind guys like Max Borgi and Jihad Woods and Abe Lucas and guys who have been here a long time. And regardless of who the coach is, the guys are here to play for the Cougs, right, for Washington State. And that's really, one, it's true. So it makes it just easy to pivot and make it about the players. And they'll figure out the coaching situation through this year and into the future, but now it really is about the kids. And, you know, that's a little different. College football, the coaches are the superstars, right? And they're these national figures or they're these very important figures, and that is now currently disrupted to some degree. People are starting to try to figure out who Jake Dickert is, and they knew him as their DC, but it's different as the head coach, and he has a really big spot here.
So Washington State obviously lose three of their first four games. And then they rebound with a nice win at Cal. They beat a very good Oregon State team, and they beat a Stanford team that's shown well at times in this year. Three consecutive wins. What has been the biggest change to put those three victories together?
The offense has been better. I mean, the offense was really bad the first few weeks. They couldn't convert on third down. They couldn't finish games. They were not scoring in the fourth quarter at all. It was a pretty ugly deal. They changed some play calling mechanics. They went down to the field for the play calling that was Craig Stutzman. I think it'll now switch over and be Brian Smith. I need to confirm that, but you know, I think that it will be hopefully a continuation of what you've seen. You know, that when the offense converts on third downs, then the defense can rest more, and that's where they really play in tandem, and that's how the offense really helps out a defense. I mean, how many times have we seen a three and out actually result in a tired defense and then the other team scoring? So the offense has helped the defense a ton. It started at Cal, and it's continued. And, you know, they're forcing turnovers, and the defense has really given up a lot of yards, but that's not Jake Dickert's main concern. He wants to force turnovers. And he'll give up some yards for an opportunity to do that. He doesn't really care if you if you gain 20 yards from the 40 to the 40, it's irrelevant, right? It doesn't affect the scoreboard. So he wants to get you off on third down if he can, and if he can't, bow up in the red zone.
Max Borgi's yet to run for 100 yards in a game this year, although he came pretty close last week. Do you feel like things are heading in the right direction for him and that ground game, and his in particular, is about ready to take off?
Yeah, you know, it's been a workload thing. He's really split with Deion McIntosh, yeah. And you're right. He has been, you know, he was a Heisman hopeful to start the year, like 15th in the country. And from the jump, they fed both he and Deion. You know, they just, you can't do that if you're going to win the Heisman. You need 20, 30 touches a game. And they weren't going to do that. And they weren't going to wear him out like that. And I'm sure they talked to him about it. You know, that's partly how that goes. And I know he's comfortable with it. You know, he's ready to roll. So, you know, whether he gets 100 yards this game or never does the rest of the year, like however that works out, he's averaging north of 5 a touch, and he's a huge threat. I mean, the opposing defense needs to game plan for him. Scott, you saw about his biggest run of the year here. You know, so you know, he got to some phenomenal top end speed, they said, on that play on the data. So he can fly. You know, he's a home run hitter.
Matt, you've been doing this with Washington State for a good period of time, and you've got a real feel of what's going on with Washington State. How do you feel they're going to handle all of this negative publicity and the negativity of losing coaches? And how do you think they'll handle it? And how prepared do you believe they'll be come Saturday against BYU?
You know, I think the issue is going to be what happened in the game when inevitably BYU does something on defense that Delora or Borgi or whoever didn't expect, right? How does that discussion go on the sideline? Like, if there's an interception or a turnover or something that you didn't want to have happen, there's some in-game, highly emotionally charged pressure moment, who are you talking to and what's the reaction? You know, the first one of those that occurs, right? Like, BYU's really good. I mean, I know they're banged up, but they've lost two straight. But they've been really good. They won 11 last year, and they've won 5 this year. They're going to the Big 12. They're rolling. Kalani Sitake's done a great job. And so you know you're not going to come in here and not face in-game challenges, right? Like, BYU's too good for that. So if you go 3-and-out, and it's that simple, or you just get stopped on a drive, like whatever happens, how is that initial reaction? If it is level-headed and calm and collected, and frankly, I think it, based on what I've seen at practice, I expect it to be, I think they'll be good to go. You know, I'm not going to say that it doesn't guarantee a win or doesn't say they're a lock for a bowl or any of those things, but they're in it, and they're going to compete, and they're going to be what you want through a difficult time. So I expect that to happen. I think that'll be the case, but that is the question.
Well, Matt, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. And again, you have an open invitation anytime you want to come on our airwaves. People already know and like you, so you're pretty much one of the guys now. So anytime you want to come back on, we're ready to go.
I love it. Love that. And Scott, it was great having you here this year, and I know this is sort of the last maybe version of this for a while, but it's been fun and pleasure to come on with you guys. Maybe there's a natural bridge sometime in basketball season we could do it again. I'd love that.
There we go. Hey, you guys, you were supposed to come down to Logan last year, so I think they're working on trying to get that back on the book. So hopefully we'll get you back here in at least to Logan. I know you'll be back in football and basketball in Salt Lake City, but hopefully we can make that one happen too.
I'd love that. It's like the Luke Falk Bowl for us. That's a huge deal.
There you
We'd
go.
Love that. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Matt. Matt Chazanow, play-by-play voice of Washington State right here on the Zone Sports Network.
We're becoming the home of the Cougars.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, you know, we're accused of that already, so.
Do you remember when do you remember when we were home of the Beav?
Yeah. 1280 the Beav.
That was the best. I miss those days.
Oh, man.
When we were the home
People
of
were
the,
so mad.
Home of the Beav.
Gary went on every show that day.
Yeah, he did. Recruiting.
Gonna get him back. Yeah. All right, 1247, Hans and Scotty. Coming up at 1 o'clock, the great Frank Dolce Will join us for your Ute preview show. We'll talk Utah and Oregon State. You had some film study, too, that we can break down.
Yep.
Talking about a quarterback that certainly is able to do some things, but he may be up against a brick wall coming up on Saturday. It's all coming up for you beginning at 1 o'clock. Hands to Scotty. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Cougars. Break it down, down, down. And the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff.
It ain't over till it's over.
BYU hits the road to Pac-12 country as Kalani Sitake and the Cougars square off against Washington State in Pullman. Catch the Cougar pregame show Saturday at 12:30 with the postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Cougar football than 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard.
So we have What You May Have Missed.
Yes.
And I missed something that I wanted to...
Not so perfect now, are you?
...ask you about, Scotty. So I wanted to throw this number at you and get your immediate response.
Okay.
47 threes attempted last night. React.
Buckle up. You're going to get a lot of them this year.
Is 47 the number you want? Remember, I went down the list yesterday, and I said I want 8 from Donovan and 6 from Boyan and 5 from Joe. And I went down the list, and, you know, I was coming up on that 45 mark. They blew by that with 47.
That's where they're going to be.
So you throw Rudy Gay into this. Whose threes does Rudy Gay take?
It'll come across the board. I mean, it'll be everybody.
Is Rudy Gay looked at it when he jumps on the court? Is it like, oh, there's your corner three guy? That's your rotation.
That's the hope. That's the anticipation that you can bring another guy in that can stretch you on that corner three so that when Donovan drives or you get in the blender or whatever the case is, that you've got wide open looks that he can knock down.
A veteran perimeter shooter. Yeah. Feels confident. Well, my other hope is he – And I don't know a ton about Rudy Gay defensively on the perimeter, but I'm hoping that he can be that piece that you were missing versus the Clippers last year in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Let him and Whiteside be the answer to those questions that were left lingering at the end of that immediate end to a season, to a postseason. All those questions that were like this, this, and this. By the way, Eric Pascal jumped out on the court, and you instantly realize that is a big man.
Yeah.
That's moving up and down the court.
And it's not like it's holding him back either. He's very athletic. He's just he's a big dude.
He's a very big dude and very athletic.
He's big hipped.
Yeah, heavy hip.
Heavy hip.
Don't start this again.
Heavy hip. If I took him and put him in pads, put him at defensive end.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not big enough for a D tackle, but I think a D end would work for him.
Yeah, put him at defensive end. Or I'd put another 30 pounds on him, put him at offensive tackle, put him on the blind side.
Good left tackle there.
Or I'd take 10 pounds off him and put him at tight end.
Soft hands.
Or I'd take
large-hipped, soft hands. Hans likes big hips, and he cannot lie.
That is true. Or I take 25 pounds off him and put him outside linebacker, make him like a Sean Merriman out there.
See? Lots of different things.
Oh,
Eric, if you're listening, don't shut the door on this yet.
When I was watching Eric Pascal on the court last night for the Jazz, all I could see was stars in my eyes for a football player. Because he's got an incredible physical ability, and – I can almost see it in his eye a little bit, like he wants to hit. He really wants to hit. And, in the NBA, you just can't.
They frown on full contact In the NBA.
Yeah. And when people use the phrase, boy, he was really down in the low post, that they were banging, that was a tough physical. And it's like, okay, well, for basketball, yeah, that's banging. Yeah. But I could see it in Eric's eyes, like, you put Eric on a football field, he's going to rip some heads off. And I like that about him. I'm kind of excited to see what his usage is going
to
be.
Yeah, we need to get him on the air and talk about that. See if he played a little football back in the day.
Try to convince him.
See if he had a little Matt Harpering run at football.
I'm all about it.
All right, 1259, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. So I'm just quoting Rich here. Rich is the one that threw it out. You come down here and you find Rich or you find one of these guys and say, hey, look, I want my $25 gift certificate. Boom. They're going to hook you up. They want you to come down here and check out the place. Oh, look what Frank just did. So you come down, and let's go. Let's have some fun. It's Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. 0% financing on 13 different models. The forever warranty included. Rates have never been lower. You don't have to make a payment until 2022. And no money down, too. So check it out. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network.